Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R3's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Stock Market Wizards by Jack D. Schwager is a classic interview-based exploration of how elite U.S. stock traders think, prepare, and execute. Rather than promoting a single system, Schwager draws out a range of real-world approaches through conversations with well-known market professionals, spanning different styles, instruments, and time horizons. The book is part of his broader Market Wizards series and is widely regarded for turning complex trading performance into understandable principles without pretending there is one secret formula. Across the interviews, readers see recurring themes: risk control before reward, the importance of self-knowledge, and the discipline required to survive inevitable drawdowns. The format makes the lessons feel practical, because each trader explains not only what they do when things go right, but also how they respond when markets invalidate their assumptions. For anyone curious about what separates consistent performers from gamblers, the book offers a clear, experience-driven look behind the curtain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, many paths to profitability, no single magic method. A central takeaway from the interviews is that top traders reach success through very different routes. Some lean on fundamental research, others on technical patterns, and others on a more discretionary reading of market behavior. Timeframes range from shorter-term trading to longer-horizon positioning, and the tools vary from simple charts to more structured processes. Yet despite the diversity, the book highlights how professional-level performance is less about copying a specific indicator and more about building a coherent approach that matches the trader's temperament. Readers learn to look for internal consistency. A strategy should have a clear rationale, well-defined conditions for entry and exit, and a way to manage uncertainty. The traders' stories also show that methods evolve. Many refined their approach after early setbacks, gradually aligning their process with what they could execute reliably under pressure. The practical implication is to stop hunting for a universal holy grail and instead focus on fit, repeatability, and adaptation. The interviews encourage readers to treat trading as a craft where results come from a well-matched combination of idea, execution, and ongoing learning. Secondly, risk management as the foundation of longevity. Across the book, risk control consistently appears as the primary reason winners stay in the game. The interviewed traders emphasize protecting capital, limiting downside, and avoiding trades where the risk cannot be defined. Instead of forecasting perfectly, they plan for being wrong, using position sizing, stop discipline, diversification across ideas, or simply stepping aside when conditions are unfavorable. The focus is on survival first, because compounding only works if a trader avoids catastrophic losses. The interviews also reveal that risk is not only the size of a stop, but the structure of the trade. Liquidity, volatility, concentration, and correlation can all magnify mistakes. Another recurring lesson is that emotional pressure rises with position size, so sizing must be aligned with what the trader can hold through noise without panicking. Readers are pushed to evaluate risk in terms of worst-case scenarios and to build routines that prevent one bad day or one stubborn opinion from undoing years of progress. This topic helps translate the mystique of great traders into a practical framework: define risk before entering, keep losses manageable, and earn the right to take bigger swings only after proving consistency. Thirdly, psychology, discipline, and handling drawdowns. Stock Market Wizards makes clear that trading success is inseparable from mindset. The interviews repeatedly show that even strong strategies fail if the trader cannot execute them with discipline, especially during losing streaks. Drawdowns are treated as normal, not as evidence that the market is unfair or that the trader is cursed. The key is how a professional responds, reducing size, tightening selectivity, reviewing process errors, and maintaining emotional stability. Many traders describe learning to detach ego from outcomes, because the market does not reward being right, it rewards managing risk and aligning with price behavior. The book also surfaces the danger of overtrading, revenge trading, and breaking rules after a loss, patterns that can convert a temporary setback into a major decline. Readers see that confidence is not bravado. It is trust in a tested process and the patience to wait for high-quality opportunities. The practical lesson is to build a psychological operating system, clear rules, post-trade review, and habits that prevent impulsive decisions. By treating discipline as a skill, not a personality trait, the book offers a realistic path to improving performance under stress. Fourthly, market understanding, themes, regimes, and adaptability. Another important thread is that markets change and traders must adjust. The interviews highlight that what works in one environment may struggle in another, whether due to volatility shifts, crowd behavior, or broader economic and sector rotations. Rather than clinging to a static view, the best traders monitor conditions and look for alignment between their edge and the current market regime. They pay attention to momentum, leadership, and the way price reacts to news, using these signals to gauge whether risk-taking is being rewarded or punished. The book also shows the value of humility. Top traders are willing to step back when their read is unclear, and they avoid forcing trades to satisfy the need for action. This adaptability does not mean constant reinvention. Instead, it means preserving a core approach while adjusting parameters, selectivity, or exposure as conditions change. For readers, this topic reframes market knowledge as a living process. Studying history matters, but so does recognizing what is different today. The interviews encourage building a feedback loop where the market's response, not personal opinions, determines whether to press, pause, or pivot. Lastly, building a professional process, preparation, review, and edge, beyond tactics, the book emphasizes that elite traders operate with a repeatable professional workflow. Preparation can include idea generation, screening, scenario planning, and knowing in advance what would invalidate a trade. Execution requires clarity about entries, exits, and contingencies, so decisions are not improvised in the heat of the moment. Just as important is review. Many traders improve by analyzing both winners and losers, separating good decisions from lucky outcomes, and spotting recurring mistakes. The interviews also illustrate that edge is often subtle, not a dramatic prediction, but a small, persistent advantage applied consistently with controlled risk. Readers are encouraged to think in probabilities, to avoid emotional storytelling, and to define what they are actually measuring. This topic helps translate inspiration into action by suggesting how to structure a trading practice like a business. That includes record keeping, realistic expectations, and performance evaluation over meaningful sample sizes. The book's broader message is that talent matters less than process quality. A well-designed process can turn ordinary insights into consistent results, while a weak process can sabotage even brilliant market calls. In conclusion, this book is best suited for active investors and traders who want to understand how high-level stock market professionals actually operate, including people building their first serious trading plan and experienced participants looking to tighten execution. It is also valuable for readers interested in decision-making under uncertainty because the interviews show how top performers think in probabilities, respond to feedback, and manage emotions when outcomes swing. The main life benefit comes from its emphasis on process, defining risk, accepting mistakes quickly, and building routines that prevent impulsive behavior. Those lessons translate beyond markets into any field where discipline and adaptability matter. Compared with many trading books that sell a single formula, Stock Market Wizard stands out by offering multiple viewpoints and highlighting the common principles beneath them. That makes it more durable across changing market conditions, and it helps readers identify what fits their personality rather than forcing a one-size-fits-all system. The interview format also adds credibility because readers see the messy learning curves, setbacks, and adjustments that lead to excellence. For anyone willing to learn from proven practitioners without expecting shortcuts, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Jack D. Schwager, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.